So yeah, this is a book cast that we're doing at, it's 10:20 in the evening for me, so it's not really late. But how late is it for you, Troy?
1:20 a.m.
See,
here on this book cast live.
Woo!
Filmed in front of a lot. Over 24 hours from when we recorded the last sodding podcast.
It's fine. We talked about Pokemon.
I knew that would happen. I knew it. We would record it, and then bloody Nintendo's like, here's a thing.
But yes, if we're a little bit delirious, mainly Troy, then please try and forgive us and mainly him.
I'm always delirious.
I'm Daniel Worthington, by the way.
Hello, Daniel. Yes. Hello, Troy. I'm Stephen. This is going
nice
beautifully.
To meet you.
So yeah,
pleasure, good sir.
It's 20 minutes ago. The NX. It's not the NX anymore. The revelation for the Nintendo Switch. The 3 minutes.
I thought you were about to call it the revolution.
Oh, yes, the Nintendo Revolution. It is a revolution in mobile technology.
It's no longer the NX. It's the NS now.
Yes.
Ooh.
Snap. Oh, it really is, though.
So, Switch, what do we think of the name?
It makes sense. It explains what it actually is this time.
Yeah, I think it makes sense. It's a thing that switches between a whole bunch of different contexts. Like, you can plug it into a TV, you can play it on,
yeah.
You can put it on a table and disconnect the controllers. I assume you can switch to different controllers into different positions if you want to have 4 D-pads, and maybe you can. That's probably not
the
true.
Trailer shows you like taking it to a friend's party and just completely derailing everything.
Yeah. Just a regular party for
guys,
me.
You guys look like you're having fun. How about some Mario Party?
Yeah. I did like that it looked like a multiplayer. Obviously, it's for a trailer, so you can hardly say that it's true, but it looked like multiplayer was relatively easy. I guess sort of similar to a 3DS where you can just kind of be in the same general area and work stuff out that way.
I wonder if it's going to have Street Pass because of that.
Ooh.
It had better had Street Pass. I mean, I was kind of half expecting they'd show it off in the trailer, but I don't know how you'd sort of... Look, Street Pass has been one of the strongest features of the 3DS. And I think it'd be insane for them to drop it.
I think it looks a bit too big to be something. It's not like something you could put in your pocket. So I think that kind of... gets rid
yeah,
of most of the point.
Who carries their handheld systems around in a pocket these days? I mean, everyone's got a bag or something with them.
We do. Kids do keep it in their pocket because they want to pull it out, play for 5 minutes, put it back, pull it out, play for 5 minutes. So having it pocket size is definitely important for the kids.
But yeah, I guess we should probably go about what the actual physical form of it, because that was kind of interesting how close it was to the Eurogamer leaks. It's basically a screen that you attach different controller pieces to either side and you can play it as its own little handheld thing. You can jam it into a little sandwich press and then put it on and it's on your TV and you can pull the controllers off the side and use those like weird Wii's
it's
or
a Nintendo toaster.
Yes. Or you can it looks like there were pro controllers or something like a pro controller, so you can use an actual controller, which is nice.
It did look like the Pro controller. It looked a bit different.
Oh yeah,
it sort of reminds me of a Razer controller I have. Like,
I think
for my PC.
I think the reason I see where you're getting that from, it's kind of got that matte black sort of texture, which I guess iPhone 7's got that texture, so you can't say that they're behind the times at least.
Did you notice that the camera zoomed in on the headphone port?
I'll
stop.
Yeah, that was very shady.
I couldn't see Nintendo having a dig at that because they're sort of partnering with Apple.
Yeah, of course.
I don't think it was a dig. I think it was just in the context of being on a plane.
Yeah.
It's just showing this is how you do plane mode.
And I mean, honestly, Nintendo got rid of headphone jacks before it was cool.
Yeah. And actually, speaking of that plane moment, it's, and I guess with the whole context switching as well, it's got a kickstand. So you can just pop it on the table and play your video games.
It looks a little flimsy, but I like the concept of it.
Hopefully.
And it's only on one side, so I can see myself just knocking it over and then giving up and...
scratching the hell out of the screen.
Kid Icarus stand included with the system this time.
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's...
it's all led to this.
It's an old thing, but Nintendo was, in the past at least, always known for making robust consoles that kids could drop 20 times from a table and they'd still be fine, so... hopefully this is a good kickstand. We can only hope and pray.
So the philosophy...
I I was kind of half expecting something to look more along the lines of a 2DS.
Of course you were.
I mean, because the 2DS is a really robust system, and I could sort of see them just sort of expanding on that and having, instead of two screens, it's just one big screen and that sort of basic wedge shape. But whereas this, it looks like maybe a slightly chunkier iPad, but with controllers on the side.
It feels like a gaming tablet.
Yes, yeah, it looks very much like...
To boil it down.
The screen's definitely a lot more horizontal than it is, you know...
It's a widescreen display.
It's what... Yeah, I mean, it kind of looks like a flatter Vita.
It looks... I don't know if you guys remember, but there was this Razer tablet that came out a while ago that had the goofy controllers on the side as well. I don't think they were detachable,
They looked like Move controllers, didn't they?
Yeah, like you had your different sticks and stuff, and I guess... It's kind of along those same lines, kind of. Yeah, it just looks like a modern tablet with buttons, which is kind of, you know, people complain about mobile games having no good way of controlling them, and this is literally what everyone's been asking for, and it's kind of great.
So I was saying before, the philosophy of Nintendo being one of the few people to promote social gaming still? I got nothing but that from this trailer.
Yeah, every situation was a whole bunch of just very attractive people playing games together.
Yeah, very attractive.
You look at everything, even going back to the N64, it's like N64, four console ports, you're going to play with all your friends, and that's what got them over big with GoldenEye. And then they tried that again with the GameCube, probably to less success with stuff like connectivity, and even like Smash Brothers and what's the Mario Kart. And then the Wii, obviously that's all about local stuff with Wii Sports. And then they really tried that hard with the Wii U, but they didn't really follow up on it. Like they had Nintendo Land, which was a great sort of couch multiplayer game, but then they did nothing else to really follow up on that.
That was a dual purpose thing, because that was also a tech demo of what the gamepad could do.
Hmm. And speaking of what the system can do, they showed, apart from Zelda, which we already knew about, like, I think it was the next actual game footage they showed was Skyrim being played on a portable system on a plane. Like,
I was out of nowhere.
Yeah. I was like, hang on, is this Mario? Not Mario. Is this like a first person Zelda?
Is this a weird, like, Atlas dungeon crawler with weird realistic graphics?
You said Atlas, I have to say, they are confirmed to support this. I'm excited.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
I wasn't expecting any Persona sort 5 of Redden. Third parties.
I had my fingers crossed for Persona 5 on a Nintendo console, so it could happen.
Oh, well, I don't know that I could wait a month to play it on this, though. But that's beside the point.
I will. Did we talk about the game cartridges?
Oh, no, we didn't. Yeah, games are on cartridges. They go in a little slot thingy that looks far less annoying to get at than the Vita's cartridge slot.
I'm kind of worried because discs are kind of big enough that they're easy to switch. I always found that cartridges... I've got giant hands, though.
Ah.
And this looks like it's got a little flap that covers the cartridge slot as well.
I guess being portable, like...
It's a minor convenience. It's more bitching than anything.
Okay. Just to interrupt, Nvidia's just put up a blog post on their website talking about how they're powering the Switch.
Wow, yet again, Eurogamer confirmation being correct.
Yep.
Holy moly.
Powered by the Tegra, I think.
Yeah, Tegra's their, high-class mobile chip. My
eyes aren't working because it's very late and my laptop's far away, so you don't hear it making sounds. It's just editing for Stephen. But yeah, and there's actually a lot more, there's some really good photos on there of the system as well, so you can get a better look at it.
And Mario Kart 8 footage.
Yes.
Yes.
And like-
Double items.
Yeah, it looked King like people Boo. Were carrying two items Boo. And yeah, new characters. Like
it looked like King Boo to me. I'm pretty sure I had a crown.
Yeah, it probably would be King Boo. Like that's kind of what I was really hoping that the next Nintendo system would do, was take all of these games that not enough people really played on the Wii U, like the real standouts like Smash and Mario Kart, and they don't seem like they're done with those games yet, and they're, at least with Mario Kart, bringing it over to the new console, expanding on it even further. I just want Mario Kart to never end. Mario Kart 8's wonderful.
Oh, it's the best. Well, you know, it's like, it's driving around that 8 track infinity loop thing, so maybe we'll just go on forever.
Yep, ever. That's King Boo. We just had a screenshot uploaded into the channel there.
You guys that's are a crown. You guys are fantastic.
Yeah.
Can I just say we didn't? I'm jumping all over the place.
We all
didn't
are.
See any touchscreens. Didn't see any touchscreen stuff.
We didn't. No.
No.
But that said, like, they'd be nuts to not have it be a touchscreen and be a portable tablet system. I guess they probably don't want to... if they showed that off, maybe people would be worried, oh, no, it's a tablet game, don't like mobile games.
I think they had more important things to display first.
I know, but I'm just sort of...
It's a curious point of interest, I guess.
Until it's confirmed, we don't know. Yeah.
Yes.
What's next?
On our just messy list. It sure looks...
See, wireless multiplayer here. I think we've covered that a little bit.
Yeah.
With the potential Street Pass and everyone playing together. Because all of these screenshots are just people sitting next to each other and, like, that Splatoon footage. Everyone's in training. I thought that was really cool.
Yeah, and, like, literally like walking out onto an esports stage. Like, that's not something that I associate with Nintendo. Is not definitely not esports, which is kind of incredible that they are putting a spotlight on that.
Well, that went over really well at the Nintendo championships last year at E3. But the Splatoon thing was really well received, I think, there. Especially with Mini Wheat commentating it.
But yeah, continuing on Splatoon, it sure looks like Splatoon is getting a similar treatment to Mario Kart 8 and having more Splatoon on the Switch.
Yeah, look at different hairstyles. That was definitely a different angle from the normal. You know how it shows your team when you first spawn?
Yeah.
That looked completely different. Looked a lot more dynamic.
I hope you can still control it with motion, because that's the way I prefer to play it. I'm sure you will be able to, but...
I wouldn't be surprised if those controllers do have some form of motion control in it.
I do like how flexible they're being with the controllers. Like, it seems, once again, obviously the trailer's going to cover up the tedious pairing process, but it looks like you've got a lot of choice if you want to have the controllers attached to the system. You can detach them and put them around this little... It looked like a little... dock that the
looks like you don't even have to attach them to anything.
Yeah.
The part with the plane, he's just holding them, one in either hand.
So there's going to be PR stuff coming out constantly, I think, over the next 24 hours.
And we're going to not take any of it into account right PR, now.
Oh, no, we are, because this one's just come out. From Nintendo about the actual controllers. Gaming springs into action by removing detachable Joy-Con controllers from either side of Nintendo Switch. One player can use a Joy-Con controller in each hand. Two players can take one, or multiple Joy-Con can be empowered by numerous people for a variety of gameplay options. They can easily click back into place or be slipped into Joy-Con grip accessory, mirroring a more traditional controller, or if preferred, the gamer can select an optional Nintendo Switch Pro controller to use instead of the Joy-Con controller.
So it is called a Pro controller. There you go.
Yeah. Joy-Con sounds like something out of some post-apocalyptic, cyberpunk-ish.
To me, it sounds
dystopian future.
It sounds like a
Joy-Con.
It sounds like a third-party controller for a PS1. Like you remember the Neg-Con? The Neg-Con? I can't remember what it was called, but like I can't not think of that. Especially since it was like two tilting parts of a controller. It's kind of similar-ish if you really stretch the definition. Yes.
I just thought I'd just read that out for you. What did you think of the actual, so the controller that everything sort of docks, the dock one, it's an interesting, it, I mean, it's not the most beautiful looking of,
Yeah, it looks kind of utilitarian, like you slot it in the side and it gives you something to hold on to. Like, I know a lot of people use the grips on the back of a Vita because it just makes it more comfortable to hold over a long time. And I imagine it's just kind of similar. It's a nice thing to hold on to instead of two little weird wandy things.
And I mean, it looks like it's got a lot of nice rounded edges, which, you know, it's...
Reminds me of the 3DS XL.
It's why I like the Vita 2000 over the original model, because it's got more softer edges on it, and this looks like it's that. The big thing I've noticed about the controller, and it was rumored that they were going back and forth about this, was the lack of a D-pad. Like, it doesn't have a traditional D-pad.
Yeah, I couldn't quite like work out what was actually happening there. Yeah. It looks like they're okay. Yeah, so they've got the bit of audio four weird issues with buttons. Yeah, oh no, that's no good.
What is this, Skype?
It sounded a bit like that.
It sort of makes sense for what they want to do with the controllers, have them be somewhat symmetrical, and for if one person's using, like you know, if they've taken apart to do multiplayer, but I'm still kind of bummed that they've gotten rid of the traditional D-pad. I think that was always a staple of Nintendo, and especially you look at their recent marketing campaign, Play Nintendo, whatever it is, it featured the D-pad in it quite heavily.
I think because of the nature of the controllers have to be fairly similar to each other.
Yeah.
Mm. That's simply it. I get that.
It is a shame though. The D-pad's kind of a thing, and it looks like it is on that Pro controller that we've now found out that is the name.
Oh yeah.
It's not completely gone. You probably won't have a D-pad on your portable when you mostly play it on the train. I'm sorry.
Mario.
Yes.
Yes, new Mario.
Remember that guy?
Yeah. He had new games
back
sometimes.
In pog form.
Every podcast. Podcast, should I say.
Yes.
It looks like it's set in Mexico. I'm just looking at some stills of it.
It's got kind of the mountains.
The buildings are colourful. It's got like the skulls and the cactuses or cacti.
Just like have a crossover with Guacamelee.
We don't have that much footage yet. I feel like it's going to be the first game that they show the most footage of. Graphics look great,
even in
3D
skills, it's got a, I want to say almost claymation-ish sort of look, maybe, kind of.
Yeah, I see that. I think it's just because of the flat matte colours.
Which I guess was kind of similar to 3D World as well. It had that same sort of aesthetic, was everything's matte-ish, but had a sheen-ish to it. Yeah.
Splatoon looked amazing. And from what people sort of picked out looking at it, it's like you have customizable hair now and pants, I guess.
Well, I'm relying on a Google Translate here, but the official Splatoon Twitter said that it's a new species.
Ooh.
Again, I'm relying on the translation, if that's
all
correct.
All I care about is that it's called Splatoon with a 2.
I will boycott the Switch if it's called Splatoon.
Don't get me wrong.
Splatoon.
No, not like that, Rubigurun.
What about games?
I just actually hope that a lot of what they're showing here is going to be at or around launch.
Yeah, that's going to be a kicker.
I hated, yeah.
Like, if we're waiting.
I hate being shown PS4 and Xbox One showed off all these games. And they all came out a year or two after the console came out.
You don't want everything front-loaded at launch, though, because you do have to stagger it a bit.
Yeah, but you want more than Nintendo Land 2. Like, there's got to be a happy middle ground.
I'm happy with Nintendo Land 2.
Yeah, but you want more than just Nintendo Land is more what I'm getting at. Like,
oh, yeah. Well, I mean, even the Wii U launch, I mean, like, what I got, you know, you had Nintendo Land, Mario, and then I picked up Darksiders 2 and Sonic All-Star Racing Transformed and Zombie U. I haven't even played Zombie U yet.
Clearly it was a good launch.
I should get on that.
Played
a lot of Sonic All-Star Racing.
There was a list that came out soon after of all the just huge amounts of third parties that are apparently supporting the Switch.
Shall I, Stephen? I have that in front of me.
You shouldn't go through all of them, but
yes,
there's
a
lot.
There's a whole pile of them and no one wants to listen to us read a list.
I mean, the obvious ones are in there.
505 games.
Platinum games.
Activision
From Software. From Software is on there.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Grasshopper.
Oh, yes, Grasshopper.
Square Enix.
Konami. Konami's racing games.
Well, sorry, I'm talking about games companies here.
We'll get Pro Evo Soccer 2017.
We'll get all of
Maybe
the
we'll
castle
get a port honestly, of... Hit the lever.
Metal Gear Survive. Metal Gear Survive.
The amount of Atlus games that I've been playing lately, especially with Tokyo Mirage Sessions, Shin Megami Tensei. Persona 5 is coming out.
Persona 4
PS4
Dancing All Night.
Soon.
I could just buy that again.
I mean, if it doesn't have that, it's a deal breaker. Let's be honest.
I'm more interested to, I mean, like, I'm imagining Yacht Club Games would be in on this, and would WayForward.
They made an amiibo. They're the only third-party amiibo in terms of them making it.
I just find Pac-Man it funny that the...
by Nintendo.
Yeah. Sega's mentioned, which is interesting, because is Sonic Mania out before this? Like, before Switch or after?
I'm not sure.
Because I'd buy that on Switch if it's not out somewhere else first.
Pretty sure it's all March.
Ooh.
But I'm pretty sure whatever THQ Nordic's making is going to be that rumored Darksiders 3.
Yeah, that wouldn't surprise me.
And there's a port of, what, 1 coming to Wii U soon?
Yes. Well? Which is very nice.
So the
of
big
them.
One in this list that I know everyone's dying to see, EA.
Yes.
Whether you love them or hate them, the fact that they're here, it speaks volumes.
It's unprecedented.
Unprecedented partnership.
Yeah.
But we can just drink the Kool-Aid and hope that they will actually support it for more than 6 months this time.
I keep saying it, but Capcom, guarantee you that's going to be a Monster Hunter.
Oh, for sure.
Guarantee it. Because, I mean, you know, again, there's been no mainline Monster Hunter out this year in Japan. It would make sense for there to be a new one next year, and if they could nail that down as an NX launch title in Japan...
Boom.
That's it. Man. They've got Japan's site. Like, they have Monster Hunter and, like, a Splatoon. Like, even if it's just an upgrade of the first one,
that's
Japan signed, sealed, and delivered for.
Yeah, easy. Every single person here that I talk to that plays Monster Hunter wants it on a home console. They don't like... the tiny 3DS screens for it.
Yes,
so,
I know Daniel will disagree, but I completely agree with you. I
need it on the TV, to be honest.
Like, even I just don't like the 3DS's screen for when you're doing something that large and big scale, when it's just kind of low res and a bit junky.
And I'm playing it on the normal the small 3DS, not the bloody XL monstrosity large thing. I'll still miss dual screen gaming because I like having all my map and inventory on the bottom screen, and then I could just have a nice, clear, pristine action screen.
I'm sorry,
but no, that's
we'll fine. Have to hold a.
You should be.
We'll hold a funeral for dual screen gaming once the 3DS and Wii U are out of stock.
It's all your fault, Stephen.
I don't care. Throw the second screen in the bin.
Mate,
I'm fine with this.
Mate, you should care because. If you don't, then no one does, and then where are we then?
Like, I see this as a Vita that might be successful. Like, it's a powerful handheld system with a big screen and controller buttons, and it will have Atlas games on it, and I will have one. It's everything I want. I'm really, really happy with this 3 minutes of teasing.
I wonder how this is going to work with special editions, if it's just going to be the controller part or the whole unit.
I wonder if you can get special Joy-Cons.
Bowser one.
I just had a
Yoshi
horrible
one.
Thought. Like, you know how there were all the like Wii peripherals, like tennis rackets and guitars? Imagine you could just slide a guitar onto the side of each part, or slide a, I don't know, just a billion of separate like controller pieces
could
just
what?
Be game specific.
The option is there though.
It is. Like,
I think this is Nintendo going, you play games in lots of different ways. Let's just make that easier to do.
I think you've nailed it. Like, it's completely like, just play games however the heck you want. Play them handheld, play them at home, play them with a traditional controller, play them, assumedly, maybe with a tablet style interface. So you can play it with little separate ones. You can put them together in a grip. You can put headphones
in. I'm liking the idea of having one of them break and you're getting a third party one, so you have one Nintendo one and one third party.
And then when your friend comes over, that's the one they have to use.
You can use
only
the
game
Mad
with my left
one.
Hand.
Oh.
Can I just, you know, just go looking at the footage again now. I do like it, like the one of him on the plane, and then he's got it with the little sort of stand, and he's taken the Joy-Cons off, and he's just sort of leaning back, all casual, like just like playing it. I like that. That's kind of cool. And that's something I sort of really like about the Wii controllers, is that because they're not connected, because like the analog, the nunchuck and the remote aren't sort of stuck together, you can sort of relax a bit your hands aren't sort of in that cramped position.
Yeah, and this will be way more comfortable for me than the 3DS. Yeah. I can't play the 3DS for like more than an hour at a time without my hands hurting.
Oh, how do you cope? I don't get you.
You don't have to get me.
Although that said, I did have like massive hand pains after playing.
Yeah, who has had his hand in his, like a splint for 6 months?
Mate, that was because we were doing Trauma Center for the VCR, and that final stage is a killer. I bloody destroyed my tendons for this podcast. So, yeah.
But yeah,
So, I'm going to backseat host here.
Yeah, I was
going
to say, let's jump back into
for 25 minutes. I was going to say, I've got plenty of questions here to roll through.
Yes, let's do that. Yes, please, go ahead. Choose good ones.
Well, a lot of them we've kind of covered. What do you think about the screen potentially not being touched by Nintisoft 77? We kind of touched on that. We don't know yet.
But I guess I wouldn't be too sad if it wasn't. No, sorry, go on, Daniel.
No, you go first.
I don't think I would be too sad if it wasn't, because what I play on it probably won't necessarily benefit from it, but then again, it might. I don't know. I don't think I'd be too bothered either way. If it is touch, it's clearly not going to be the primary way that they intend people to play the games on it. But that said, having it as an easy way to port, you know, really good iPad games onto it, possibly to reach more people, wouldn't be necessarily a bad thing either.
Mm. Well, I mean, DNA have signed on as a developer. Surprise, surprise.
Pokemon Go Switch.
Yeah. So I mean, maybe that's.
I cringed for a second and went. Actually.
The only problem I could see with touch is it's all well and good if you're using it just as a handheld unit, but what if you're playing it on the TV? Then that's a set of games you can't play. So
that's a very good point, actually. Like, yeah, it actually would make sense not to have the touch as a thing.
Splatoon without the touchscreen.
I mean, they had people playing with the Pro Controller there anyway, so they've probably figured something out for the, say, Ink Strike.
You need to be able to sort of jump to locations on the map really quickly when you're respawning.
I don't know, maybe just reach out and touch the screen. I don't know.
Just get a really, really long stick and just poke the screen with it. Just, like, tie a sausage to the end.
It'll literally be the Nintendo Switch.
Mario Maker does need the touchscreen, so, I mean, I can't see them.
Yeah, well, that kind of segues to the next question. Doesn't Autodesk Partner kind of imply it has a touchscreen? I cannot imagine using any of the Autodesk products with the analog stick.
Well, Autodesk make a whole bunch of like productivity, like 3D modeling and computer assisted drawing and a couple of things like that. But their name being on the list of third parties, I don't think is related to that. I think it's more like you see Autodesk a lot of the time as a middleware provider for certain technologies in games. I don't know exactly what they provide, but like different parts of the engine seem to be made by Autodesk. You see it in like opening logos sometimes. So I think it's more of that, like their technologies must be supported on the system.
Okay. Yeah. Because I think at the bottom of this image, I guess we'll put it up somewhere. It's also got like Unity, Havoc, Epic Games, which I think is more of like an engine. Cryware, it's more of an engine.
Yeah, like
tech thing.
I'd say Autodesk are like Havoc in that way. They're something that a developer can use to help develop the game rather than a studio that would make the game itself.
Precisely. Yeah.
Good question, but
Platinum Games signed up, so Bayonetta 3 confirmed.
Wait, really?
Should we
take see Platinum on there.
Yeah, Platinum.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, man. Yes.
Spike Chunsoft?
Oh, give me Danganronpa. Sorry, next question.
Yeah, definitely. By Ruben Ragan, I hope I said that right. What do you want to see ported to the Switch?
Ooh.
Everything.
I mean, Smash goes without saying, doesn't it?
Everything but Devil's Third? No. I'm looking behind me at my Wii U games.
I'd be all about a remastered Persona 3. I've been wanting that since the Vita came out, and if I didn't get it there, it would be awesome to have it on the Switch.
Nothing but Devil's Third. Oh.
Lego City Undercover.
Yeah, of course. No loading times.
Yes.
Imagine being able to play Metroid Lego City Undercover Metroid on the train.
Metroid Other M.
Hey, mate, I can already play Lego Undercover on the train because I've got the 3DS version, which is a completely fine game despite what everyone else says.
Someone's defensive. Whoa.
I'm going to go in a different direction. I'm going to say Xenoblade Chronicles X.
Whoa.
Just because it's already a gigantic, awesome game, I'd love to see what they could do with that, making that bigger.
Having something at that scale on a handheld.
I need a cigarette right now.
Do you smoke?
That's what that sounds
like. No, you're going to start smoking?
No.
On a semi-related topic, with that Mario Kart footage that they showed, the Splatoon footage that they showed, it feels like they're doing enhanced ports of a bunch of popular Wii U games already.
Hmm.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like
making
like,
assumptions here, of course.
Look, the Wii U generation was, they lost a lot of money on that system, but if they can recoup their finances some way, then sure, go for it.
And like the games that we're talking about, like the Smash Bros, the Mario Kart, Splatoons, they're all games that were incredibly like well regarded. So giving them a new lease of life, lease on life, would be a really good idea.
So we've pretty much confirmed. I mean, looking at that, it's confirmed. It's definitely not backwards compatible with anything.
I hope it has virtual console backwards compatibility, though. Or at least...
eShop compatibility, virtual console, yeah.
I don't want to have to buy my games a third time, please.
If it's virtual console backwards compatible, how does it do Wii games? How does it do DS virtual console games?
Well, I didn't buy many of those, so that's okay with me. I'll just... As long as it does anything that's reasonably doable on that screen, then... I'd be happy with them doing that, I guess.
I mean, as long as that screen's a touch screen, it's possible it could be 3DS backwards compatible.
Maybe there's a sensor bar hidden behind the screen.
I think it's... Yeah. Can we just assume that it's going to be touchscreen?
Yeah, let's.
Yeah. I mean, I'd also kind of hope that, hey, if you've got a Wii U gamepad around, you can use it with this.
Oh, I wouldn't bet on it.
I wonder how Wii remotes are going to work as well, which leads to our next question.
Woo!
Another one from NintySoft77. What do you think about the size of the detachable controllers, or was it Joy-Cons, and how they'll be ergonomic holding both orientations?
I think...
They're teeny tiny.
I am glad as heck that there's that little controllery grip that you can put them into, because I don't think I could hold them for any extended period of time by themselves. Like, they look like the size of an Apple TV remote that I would just lose down the side of the couch.
I mean, they do have... I mean, I was looking at the footage of it. There's a brief shot of it from the top, and it looks like they've got grips on, like, what's the word? Trigger buttons. Like R1 and R2, or R2 and L2s. And they look a bit bigger, so there's probably going to be space to sort of grip it a bit on the back.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Until I actually hold it and play with it myself, I don't feel confident to really make a definitive comment on that yet.
We're all just throwing spaghetti at the wall here. It's all good.
Yeah, from what I see, I think it's going to be fine.
How have we talked half an hour on a 3-minute video?
We're coming for you, Game Explain.
No, I was just about to say they've already got a video up, so...
Oh, my word.
Oh, yeah. Oh my God.
I bet the video is longer than the time has been since the reveals happened. Sorry, go on.
Well, I wonder if those guys knew about it ahead of time.
I don't think so. But I mean, that's a different...
How did no one in that ad leak it? Because there was a lot of people playing that thing.
NDAs,
I don't know,
man.
Maybe they just had, like, foam cutouts and told to act in a certain way.
It does look teeny tiny when you're just holding just the Joy-Con on its own.
It does. It looks like I'm going to accidentally swallow it one day.
So what was that last question?
My fingers are cramping just looking at that.
Last question, best for last, because I think this is actually a pretty controversial one, from Melinev.
Oh, Mel.
Is the Switch what the Wii U should have been?
Yes. The Switch is what I want. The Switch is a Wii U backwards, and I'm... pretty happy about that. Like, the Wii U was a gamble on the fact that people would want to play on a separate screen but not necessarily go away from the console. This is the opposite. The console is in the screen, can be everything.
Yeah,
it's
the Wii U was, you know, now you can play this way, whereas the Switch looks like now you can play whatever the
now you can play this
you,
way
you decide.
All the time.
We're not cops. You play however you want.
Hey, I just want to at like the 2 minute mark in the trailer, he's putting, I don't know if they're picking up the switch. Yeah, she's picking it up to take it over to the neighbor's place. And there's a bunch of amiibos sitting right next to it.
Ooh. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they'd be crazy not to have amiibo support, but it's nice to have some sort of confirmation.
As if she doesn't have a bookcase dedicated to amiibo.
I'm glad people can't see behind me to my dedicated amiibo bookcase.
CSM.
It's just, you know, there's virtually no other Nintendo product placement in that, but there are amiibos.
Yeah, well, when they pushed amiibo this hard, Nintendo aren't really the company to just go, here's a new product, and we've forgotten about it. Because they rely on nostalgia, even if it's 2-3 years ago worth of nostalgia.
Nostalgia is always Nintendo's biggest weapon over the competition.
Yeah.
And it's what, you know, using nostalgia too much is dangerous, but
Nintendo's identity is nostalgia.
Yeah.
And they don't use it enough, so. Yeah.
What is the interesting thing? This doesn't look like a traditional Nintendo console, obviously. But it's got the Mario game on there, but it's also got the NBA on there and Skyrim.
NBA reminded me of the GameCube launch. Just loosened up
and gone like, hey, video games in general are cool.
Hmm. Especially with all the third parties. And now you can
play them however you want. So, I guess the hard part here is going to be making this marketable to the people, not us. You know, not the Nintendo fans.
I mean, there's, you know, I'm on like a lot of Facebook video game groups, and there's this one, and it's a bunch of guys I used to work with, and the first person to post about it is like, why is everyone getting excited about it? It's going to be underpowered anyway. And it's,
we've lived through that so many times already.
I mean, I sort of always thought Nintendo probably has enough of their own fans that if they just keep making good products for those fans, they'll be fine forever.
Those fans die.
But the philosophy of Nintendo is everybody can be a gamer.
Hmm.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And I feel like they focused on that philosophy with the Wii and the DS for sure, but
so that was a very good answer to the question whether this is what the Wii U should have been. I think yes.
I think this is a lot easier to market to people who aren't the hardcore Nintendo fans like us.
It's not called the Wii U, so that's a good start.
Well, it was either that or the Wii V.
As much as I like the Wii U, I do agree the gamepad gets in the way a lot of times.
People are saying in chat that it should have been called the Switch, double I.
No.
No.
Jokingly.
Because the more I think about it, the more I'm kind of happy the gamepad's going away. Because like, I'm playing Lego Dimensions at the moment, and the gamepad literally does nothing for it, but I'm stuck using it. And so I'd rather just be using the Pro Controller. That's more comfortable than the gamepad.
Mm. Yeah, I think, like, in 10 years' time, when we're looking back on this whole sort of last couple of generations, this will be seen as sort of the end result of a lot of Nintendo experimentation, like the Wii, then the Wii U with the whole gamepad's idea. This will be sort of the essential, what they learned from the last couple of generations. This is what they have found from it, I guess.
Yeah. My one big worry about it is it's Nintendo putting pretty much all of their eggs into one basket, I guess.
Good.
Well, I guess not.
That means they're not splitting their development eggs between two consoles.
It feels like they're kind of putting an egg in every basket.
Okay, so let's just say last generation they only made the Wii U and nothing else. And then the Wii U did the way the Wii U did, they would be screwed. Or it's like back in the N64 days when they had the Game Boy to fall back on. Even though the N64 wasn't setting the world on fire, Game Boy was doing gangbusters.
But I mean, that's the thing. This is both the Game Boy and the N64. Like, it covers both bases, I think. I hope. Mm. Cool. Is there anything else? We didn't mention that it was confirmed for March 2017. We probably should have said that.
Yep.
Whoops. Oh. Whoa. That's that, I guess. Do we want to bring up any other things?
2 o'clock, go to bed. If you can sleep. It's going to bring in a...
Actually, there is one more question that just came up that I feel should be addressed.
Go for
it. ZeldaFan5991. What battery life do we want? Because that's actually an important question, because the controllers look like they've got an independent battery to the main unit.
I think...
2 hours.
I would like it to have as nice a battery life as, say, probably not as good as an iPad, but that would be my wish for it to be like a 6 to 10 hours, probably closer to 6 while playing games. I feel like that's kind of the standard in that sort of form factor.
The 3DS isn't even that. The 3DS is like, 3 to 4 if you're lucky of playing.
But I want better than that.
But, I mean, in this, in an era where everything has a built-in rechargeable battery, if it's 3 to 4 and, as long as it's like a micro USB charge, not some Nintendo proprietary charging point anymore.
That's a good point.
I just hope they don't skip on battery just to make it lighter.
Yeah. Like, I don't want it to be super heavy, but, like, I feel like they could have it be comfortable. Like, I keep comparing it to an iPad, sue me, but, like, I feel like that is not heavy. It has a really giant battery in there, and I feel like they could do sort of similar. It doesn't have to be super heavy to have a really nice size battery in there.
I think there's a psychology, too, that if it's a certain weight, you kind of just go, this is valuable.
Yeah, like,
whereas
it
you pick
cheap.
Up a Wii U gamepad, I'll pick mine up right now, and it's just like, this is... A
toy.
We're going to end up as a doorstop.
It feels me out
when
more,
I get a Switch.
More like a toy than a device, I guess.
Yeah. Again, we don't know what this one feels like. This is what we're hoping for, but yeah,
that's what we're doing. Battery boosting controllers could be an idea. Thanks to Chocobolt for that suggestion. Like the little things could snap into the side and maybe have their own little supplementary batteries.
I'm just wondering if the battery life is decent, Pokemon Go might actually be playable.
I guess then it would also need GPS and stuff as well.
Good point. Well,
who knows?
We're getting too far into it.
Yeah.
You're right. Was it almost 43 minutes talking about a 3-minute video?
It's fine. Cool. I guess we'll finish up with that. Thanks for everyone for listening. Thanks especially to the live listeners and chatters. It was kind of fun.
Yeah.
We should certainly do this more. It was way more fun.
If you guys enjoyed this, I think we'll definitely... Wow, I just looked at the members on our Discord channel while we're recording this. 169.
Good Lord. I'm pretty sure we're at like 120 when we recorded yesterday.
Yeah, we started the week out in 80. So we've doubled, more than doubled.
Hooray.
So thank you so much for joining in, guys. Thanks for making the Discord a thing, joining us talking about the NX. Switch.
Yeah, that's got to get hard. That's going to be difficult to lose that habit.
And first live Vookcast. Sorry, you already called me up on that today.
Yeah, cool. Thanks for coming, everyone. You get the live uncut version that I don't edit. Bye.
Oh, I have to edit all of it.
Yeah. Cool. See you on the flip side, old buddy.
Peace out.